what business it is that you are in. We've had professionals from all walks of life come to these training seminars for you. You're going to actually hear from some people a little bit later that I just spent the weekend with. And so please excuse if there's any background feedback on my phone, because I am on a cell phone, and I'm going to give it my best shot today. You guys have a topic tonight that is absolutely going to close out your month with explosive results. This is a technique that I've used for years. I've taught thousands of others to use for years, and they have absolutely quadrupled their month all in 24 hours. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. Before I get started, we probably have about 1,000 people on the call between all the bridges that have been brought in from other companies, other leaders, sales organizations. I want to say hello and welcome to all of you that have been brought in through a different conference call number. We welcome you. We say hello. Thank you for coming on board this call tonight. We're going to give it our best shot to give you some nuggets that will absolutely change the course of your business ending the month of August. Prior to getting started in this industry, I was a 19-year-old, uneducated female with no confidence, no self-esteem, and no dreams. I grew up in an abusive home with a father who was a drug addict and a mother who was a drug addict. I did not believe in myself and did not believe that people like me ever succeeded in anything. It took me 2 months to sign up in the opportunity that was shown to me, in fact, by John Belletti, who was my original sponsor into this industry, and I'm forever grateful for what he had done for me by persisting with me to take a look and get started in this awesome, awesome entrepreneurial industry. Well, it took me 2 months because I was terrified. I did not think that people like me succeeded. I didn't think that I could do something like this. I didn't think that I ever had a chance of doing anything besides being paid $3.35 an hour working in some video store for JCPenney's or something like that. And so after 2 months, I finally got started, and my first 6 months was an absolute raving failure. Couldn't get anyone started, couldn't get anyone interested in my product. I tried so hard. I talked to so many people. I did everything I knew possible to try to make it happen. And whatever entered my mind to make me believe that I could do this with no training, no experience, no knowledge, no wisdom, I don't know what the heck was wrong with me. Maybe I was just young, stupid, and naive. I don't know. That had to be it. But after 6 months of failing, I found somebody that was making $15,000 more a month than I was, and I said, hey, I need to learn from you. Please teach me how to crawl, walk, and run. He gave me 4 guidelines. I don't have time to go through those tonight, but you can go to my website, which is DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com, and you can get 50 hours of free resources, training in the form of calls available to you and your entire sales force, your entire company. We have many companies drawing taking resources off of our website and using them for their profit. So you might want to join that international team of people that are doing that on a daily basis. And so you can sign up as a free member on that site, and you can find out more information, learn more techniques, learn more skill, all that stuff, so that you can become more professional in your business. Anyway, so he told me that he had to go to a training seminar, and he said that if I didn't go, he would not work with me. The entire weekend with all my expenses was going to cost me about $1,500, and I was 20 years old and figured I could think of a lot of better ways to spend $1,500 than going to some boring seminar with a boring speaker and a bunch of boring adults. I'm 20 years old. Come on, I'd rather go to Hawaii. I'd rather buy a car. I'd rather buy some clothes than spend $1,500 to sit in some boring room for 2 days. And so I decided to go anyway because he told me if I did not go, he would not work with me. So I went. Came out of that seminar and in 8 days made $4,000. Brought in 25 business builders into my business. The following month brought 9 people to Salt Lake City, Utah with me. I figured, why teach them how to do what I want in those 2 days? I'll let them experience it themselves. Plug those people into that training, they came out and they built their own business. They went hog wild. They went nuts. They started doing advertising. They talked to everyone they knew. They got over their excuses. They got over their whining. They got over everything and started running at the business. And because of their success in that 2 short weeks, my income jumped up to $11,000 that month, then $15,000, then over $20,000, just under $21,000 the month I turned 21. After that, I decided to go get married and wanted to have some kids and did that, ran off, got married. I was living in Hawaii. My husband, after just a few months, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. Left me with nothing. $2.03 to my name. No credit, no room on credit cards, no job, lost my business as a direct result of marrying him, wound up completely homeless. car, parking at a beach, parking anywhere I could park, not knowing where I was going to lay my head that night. Found a job as a cocktail waitress, and after being homeless for 2 weeks, I got so sick and tired of my life and sick and tired of my whining, murmuring, and complaining, and all my pity parties, that I decided to step up on December 26th, started a business from the trunk of my car at a payphone booth, because I had no phone, no physical address. Wrote a flyer, got a voicemail number, got 25 phone calls in 3.5 hours, wrote a phone script, read the phone script, 24 out of 24 people that I read the phone script said, yes, I want it, and I want it now. 100% closing ratio with the people I read the script to. One person that I didn't read it to said, no, too expensive. But the other people I read it to bought it. That script is actually available to you today. You can go to DannyJohnson.com and you can buy the script book. And that script book has the original weight loss script that I wrote. And you can take out the product that I sold and put in the product that you are currently marketing and have the same kind of results that I have. Trained thousands of people with that same exact script and had phenomenal results by using it. Anyway, so then my first 10 hours made $2,000. Then $6,500. My first full-time month made over $10,000. My first year made $250,000 because of helping other people become successful. Within 2 years, made my first $1 million in network marketing at 23, became a millionaire for the first time in network marketing, owning my own business, teaching other people how to succeed massively and quickly and efficiently, raising up professionals who are business-minded and entrepreneurs, who are training up their own sales forces through using a 2-day training seminar system that was intense and brought people through all the hindering past, their excuses, their fears, everything. And they broke free from all of that and came out of those doors running, building a business and doing it professionally. And so went on to make millions beyond that in my 20s while I had been married, had gotten married again, and had 5 children. So there's no excuse for anybody to turn the phone right now. If you're a mom and you've got 3 kids, you cannot use them as an excuse for not going out and building your dreams. And instead of telling your kids you believe in them and telling them that they can do it, you're going to show them by your example. It's important to groom your children for success, but it's also important to lead by that success. They've got a much better chance of following through with it based on your example. And so for the last 14 years, I've been training and equipping people to succeed massively. Through these training seminars, we've had people from all walks of life come and either get started in the business that we were doing or not, go back and use the techniques in their jobs or start businesses and become millionaires. Many have become millionaires. Far more who became six-figure income earners that never would have if they had not gone through the workshop. And so tonight, my job, the point of this call weekly, is to equip you with skills that will increase your ability and increase your skill into the marketplace. Because as you do that, you increase your income. The more value you bring into the marketplace, the more money you make. And how you bring more value into the marketplace is by learning, by working on your skill, finding the areas that need improvement and improving those areas, and then you make more money. You get raises in your jobs. Things flourish in your marriage. You become more effective in your parenting. And so this week, we're going to talk about what's today. It's the second to the last day of the month. And so I want to talk to you about how do you take this rest of the month and absolutely explode your sales? How do you make a massive impact on your month? Well, there's 8 types of people on the phone with me right now. There's 8 different situations. You're going to qualify in 1 of these 8. Number 1, you worked hard all month long, and you have either nothing to show for it or very little. And that is basically based on your skill level. What that shows you, if you worked hard your whole month and you've gotten nowhere or gotten very little, then what you, and I mean hard, I'm talking, you talk to a few hundred people, not 10. That's hard work. Talking to 10 is not. That's, you must have been organizing something instead. That's not building the business. But building the business is actually talking to people, opening the door, showing people what it is that you're doing. If that's where you're at and you've worked hard the whole month and your results aren't where you think they should be, then you need to get the first steps. You need to work on your skills. You need to purchase a script book. You need to purchase things that are going to help your skill get better. Don't let September go by. There's so much at risk here. Do you realize that we have got the last busy season of 2004 Everything in 2004 had been building up for the harvest of September, October, and November. Don't waste another minute on lack of skill. Blowing out one of the busiest months left in 2004. Don't do it. It's harvest time. Trust me. The numbers of people that are looking for home-based businesses right now are twice as many that there were in August. We're talking busy, guys. We're talking explosive. We're talking huge. And if you are not equipped to capitalize on it, you're wasting time. So don't waste any more time. If you spend the month of August getting no results, you must increase your skill this month. And you can't increase your skill unless you learn from somebody else who has the skill. You're not going to get it through osmosis. It's not going to fall out of the sky and land on your head. You must invest in yourself so that you do not waste the month of September. The best way to do it is in L.A. Come on, it's in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. That's the best way to do it. If you are going to buy your excuses and not do that, then you better get on my site. Get the North Carolina CDs and get the script book. Start mastering those skills. If you already have those things and it's time to book a coaching appointment, honestly, I highly recommend this to everybody. I really prefer not to coach anybody until they graduated from First Steps. Really, honestly. The people who graduate from First Steps and then they coach, they get the maximum amount of results because we are speaking the same language, talking on the same terms, coming from the same foundation. Makes the coaching appointment much more efficient and effective. What we get done in 40 minutes is 10 times more than those that didn't graduate from First Steps. Number two. You could be the type of person that you are in management mode all month long. All month long, or maybe months in a row you've been in management mode, meaning that you stop doing the most important activity in your business, which is enrolling the reps and building a customer base, and you decided to work with your team. So you have no personal results for your business this month, and guess what? If you don't get back to doing the main activity, your check is going to drop. Then next month, your team will follow the lead that you set before them in the month of August, and in the month of September, they stop doing the main activity that they were supposed to be doing because they're following your lead. And they turn around and they try to help their sales force. And guess what happens? Your October check is way slightened. So you need to put that puppy to a halt right now. You have a little more than 24 hours to close out the month of August with a huge bang. And that's the kind of example you want to lead by. Okay, if you're the number three type person that's on this call right now, you are caught up in politics, drama from your upline, drama from your sideline, drama from your sales force, maybe corporate drama. Unfortunately, drama is for Hollywood and New York. It is not for your paycheck. It is not for your business. It doesn't make you money to talk about what other people are doing or not doing. It doesn't make you money to talk about who is doing something and who's doing something right and who's doing something wrong. It doesn't make you money to talk about people who do something better or worse. It doesn't make you money to talk about whose feelings are hurt and who is complaining and who is getting more results and keeping the drama alive. You need to keep the drama in Hollywood. You need to keep the drama on Broadway and out of your business. You got upline people calling you and starting drama with you. Hello. You say, you know what, I'm really sorry, I can't do this right now. I've got a prospect on the other line. You got sideline calling you and telling you that their upline hurt their feelings. I'm really sorry, I got a prospect on the line. I'm really sorry, I'm trying to close out my month and raise my check this month. That's the best thing you can do for the drama queen starter or drama king. Get out of the drama. It doesn't make anybody money. The only thing that determines success is results. So let's go get some already. We've got more than 24 hours left. Let's go get some results. Number four, if you're the first type person, you're brand new, you don't know what's going on, and that's okay. When we're done with this call, call your upline and say that you're ready. Say, I'm ready. Let's do this. Let me close out my month getting some kind of recognition. Let me have a great first month so I can give the people that I start in September a lead to follow. Let me set up my reputation so I can gain respect from the people I'll be bringing in the business. Let me create my story in the next 24 hours. And you tell them I will do everything you tell me to do. I'm ready. I will do it. Okay? If you're brand new, that's what you need to do. Here's number six. Number six, you vacation all month long, and you don't have anything in your pipeline. Nothing. Because you vacationed. You used the month of August. You didn't hear my calls in the beginning of the month. You did not see the opportunity, the window of opportunity to capitalize on August for preparation for a huge explosion, and you've got nothing in your pipeline. That's okay. I have a plan for you, and that plan is coming in a few minutes. Number seven, you're crippled with fear and are discouraged because you let someone neg you out, and you're even contemplating giving up all of your dreams because one narrow-minded individual who is afraid to step up themselves, afraid to step up for their family's sake and their own sake, and you let them sell you their plan, which is nothing. And if you quit, that means you have followed a 98%er, and you followed their lead and not your own. You need to follow your own lead. You need to follow the lead of like-minded entrepreneurs who are saying, I am set apart, I'm a breed above, I'm a breed apart, and I'm going to do something great with my life for my sake and my family's sake. I will not follow those people who are too afraid to step up and make a great change for their life. It reminds me of somebody that I spent the weekend with. This woman says to me in the seminar this weekend, she says, you know, all my friends seem to say to me, because I've been in so many different opportunities, they seem to say to me, you know, Joanne, you've been in so many of these things, and you know they don't work, and no, I'm not interested. And I asked her, I said, really? Joanne, let me ask you a question. How many of your friends did you actually call? And she said, 25. And how many did you sign up? She said, 10. I said, you're telling me that your closing ratios are 40%? I thought you said all of your friends said that they didn't want to do this because you've been in so many of them and it doesn't work. And she sheepishly said, that is so stupid. She had a breakthrough. She goes, that's so stupid. So I said, go get me 25 more people, and you will sign up 10 more. And then go find me 10 just like you, who for every 25 they talk to, 10 sign up. She got the picture. But one narrow-minded, negative individual, no dreams, allowed her to see, she influenced her to stop working. Because in fear that the next person was going to say the same thing, where in reality, out of 25, 10 signed up. So you could be just like Joanne out of Ohio. Number eight, you're the A-type person. You're like my friend JJ out there in Canton, Ohio. Amish man, you've been doing awesome all month long, and you're on track, and you're going to have an awesome blowout month. Okay? So you're one of the eight. Now, regardless of which one that you are, I'm going to give you two plans right now that no matter which one of these eight you are, you can pick up your business in the next 24 hours, increase your check. All right? And here it is. And here's why I know why. When I first got started, after I got my first big check, my head grew with my check, meaning pride slipped in. My ego grew. My ego became bigger than my bank account because I was having a blowout month. I mean, I was telling you, I talked to hundreds of people, and I didn't get one yes. But the month before, I did all this volume, and I was crippled with fear. I had no results. I heard a couple hundred no's that month. I worked hard, not smart, but my head had grown. My ego got big. I was filled with pride, thinking I knew it all. I knew how to do it all. I no longer was humble and teachable, and so my results were slipping. Well, I was desperate because in the very infant stages of my business, just like any business, no matter if it's traditional or non-traditional, if I didn't get any results, I wasn't going to get a check. And so it was the last 2 days of the month, and really most of this happened the last few hours of the month. And what happened was is that I got on the phone, and within just a few hours, created $65,000 worth of sales volume. Out of nowhere, out of people that told me no all month long. I got on the phone and called all the people who told me no in the last few hours of the month, collected enough checks and Visa cards to create $65,000 worth of sales volume. So, let me tell you how to do that. And by the way, I was a baby in the business. I was a baby. I mean, I had one good month, and then got a big head, had to humble myself, and make it work. And so, again, this applies to everybody that's on the call. Okay, you ready? This is the approach that you're going to use. Now, I told you earlier, we right now are on the brink. We are 2 days away from the beginning of the last surge, last growth surge for 2004. That's where we're at. We're in the last growth surge for 2004. Everything since January has been gearing up for this time, for September, October, November. And if you've been in the business as long as I have, you know I'm telling you the truth. You know it. You know because you've seen it happen in your business. This is where the checks go up. And see, some of you all summer long been teachable, been humble, have been plugging in every Monday night, and I've given you a plan of action for the summer, and you've done it. And some of you doubled your checks during the summer. You wait and see what happens September, October, November, because it's about to get scary. It's about to get crazy. So this is what I did. I got on the phone with all the people that said no. And this is exactly what I said. You take what I say, you go make it happen, I promise you, you're going to create a whole bunch of volume up in there. So what I did, for example, is I called up Susan. And I said, Susan, I said, this is Danny. You and I met about 3 weeks ago. I'm with XYZ Corporation, and you, at the time, were looking for a way to get out of debt. Have you found a way in the last 3 weeks to solve that problem of debt that you have? And she said, no. Now, are you still as serious as you said you were about being able to get out of debt? And she says, well, of course I am. Well, Susan, the reason why I'm calling is because I don't want you to be left out or left behind. I've got something that I can do for you, but it's really dependent on you and whether or not you want to step up. Here's the deal. We are coming into the close of August, and we are in preparation for the last busy surge for the month of for the year of 2004. Everything since January has been gearing up since January, everything's been gearing up for this last 90 days of a run of big business. It's harvest time, basically, is what I'm trying to tell you. And what I'm looking for is a project for the month. And my project will be on top of the entire sales force that I built for the month of August, and of everyone that I've talked to. What I will be doing is I will be putting everybody underneath that one person that steps up to the plate. But let me tell you what that means. That person must step up at this top level, and they must register for the First Step seminar that's coming up in September, September 11th to 12th in Los Angeles. Because my project is going to be the leader that I built for this month. I'm not looking for someone who wants to play around with this. I'm looking for someone who wants to get serious and make a serious amount of money and get out of debt. So that person must step up at this highest level and register for First Steps to Success taking place in Los Angeles the 11th and 12th, because I'm not messing around with people who want to whine, murmur, and complain, play around with this thing. I'm looking for a leader and someone wants to step into that position. So whoever my project is for this month is going to benefit from my work and effort that I put in the entire month of August. Now listen, some of your plans that you guys have may not work for what I'm saying. And others of your plan, if you're in a binary, you're in a matrix, you're in a stair-step breakaway, oh my gosh, this right here is an absolute gold mine. Absolute gold mine to do this. It creates momentum out of thin air, okay? And the way I see it is I'd rather get them than not get them. Okay, so I call Susan, and I tell her this. I say, so Susan, this is what's going to happen. I will be calling, you're the first person I called. So you have the first chance at that first top position. I will be calling the rest of the people that I saw this whole month. And let me tell you about some of the people I talked to this month. And I would tell her, you know, I talked to Bob. Bob is a businessman. He's a like-minded kind of entrepreneur. He knows a lot of people. And if he chooses to really go for this thing, he's going to make a lot of money. I also talked to Jim. I tell her about Jim. So I said, Susan, this is what has to happen. If you're ready to step up at that top position, and you're ready to get yourself registered, you are the first one in the running for being my project for the month. If there's more people that step up for that, then it's based on whoever stepped up and brought me people by the close of business tomorrow. Whoever brings me the most winds up top at the entire sales organization. For example, Susan, let's say just for example that you wind up bringing me 3 people that I am going to show the chance to getting started with by midnight tomorrow night. And let's say that Bob brings me 4, and let's say that Jim brings me 2, and let's say that Tara brings me 5. Well, Tara and her 5 are on top of the entire organization. Then Bob, then you, Susan, with your 4, and then Jim would be on you with your 2. That's basically how that would go. Unless, of course, you step up. You start with that top package, you get yourself registered, and you bring me the most, you're on top of everybody and all the people that they bring in by midnight tomorrow night, as well as every single customer that comes in through all these people for the life of that business will pay you a royalty, will pay you a residual income. And every single person that they introduce to the company and they choose to get started and start their own home-based business, you will earn an override. From every bit, from every dime that they generate, you will earn an override on that business. So basically, it's a turnkey operation. You'll be walking into a business. So Susan, are you in or out? If I made that phone call to you, what would you say? I'll tell you what you'd say. I'll tell you what Susan said. She said, yes, I'm in. Well, let me tell you the truth here. The first time I did this, it cost $5,500 because of the shipping. It cost $5,500 to get started. And the seminar was not $197. Oh, no, 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 no. 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 It was anywhere from $400 to $600 for that particular training seminar. So, what I said when I got on the phone with Susan is exactly what I said. This is now almost 15 years ago that I did this. She stepped up, but not with $500, not with $200, more like $5,500 plus the seminar. Then I got on the phone with Bob. I called Bob and I said, Bob, hey, Bob, you know, you and I met just a couple weeks ago, and at the time you were looking to generate an extra $1,000 a month. Have you found a way to make that extra $1,000 a month? And he says, no, I didn't. Are you still serious about being able to generate that extra $1,000 a month? Well, yes, I am. Okay, great. Well, the reason why I'm calling is I just didn't want you to be left out and totally left behind. What I have is I've got a position here that I need to fill, and I'm looking for a project for the month. And whoever this project is going to benefit from my work and effort for the entire month of August. And if everyone that I've talked to this month will wind up in that person's sales force and earn an income for the life of that business. And so my project will need to do a couple of different things. One, they need to step up to that very top position and get themselves registered for First Steps coming up in Los Angeles, because I'm looking for it to develop a leader, not just someone who wants to play around with this, but really learn the profession and the art of it and be able to generate a tremendous amount of income. So if you're serious about being able to generate that extra $1,000 a month, this is what I can do for you tonight. So close your business tomorrow at midnight. The month is over, and we're about to get ready for the last busy season for the year 2004. Everything since January has been gearing up for September, October, and November. The next 90 days is where we see a double and sometimes triple in our sales volume. Summer's over, people are ready to go to work. And I'm looking for somebody to develop into that leadership position where I'll put on top of the entire business. And so I just got off the phone with Susan, and Susan has already stepped up to that top position, and she's registered for First Steps in Los Angeles. However, if you were to step up to that same position, you two are both in the running for being in that very top. And whoever brings me the most people by midnight tomorrow night winds up on top of the entire sales force and everybody else. So it kind of works like this. Bob, let's just say for a moment that you bring me 3 people by midnight tomorrow night. Susan winds up bringing me 4, and Jim winds up bringing me 3, and Tara brings me 1. What winds up happening in this case is that Susan would be on top of the entire sales force with her 4, you next with your 3, then Jim, then Tara. And every person that all of these people bring into the business, you, every customer, you would benefit and earn a royalty on everything that they buy, and anybody that gets interested in the opportunity, also you will earn a royalty from everything that they create for the life of that business. So basically, it's a turnkey operation. I'm looking for someone to slip into that very top spot so that they will generate a check their first month and be in position to capitalize on everything that will be happening over the next 90 days. So, Bob, are you in or out? What's he going to say? Same thing. Now it's a race between Bob and Susan. So I just continue to do this. I called between 60 and 80. I can't remember how many I got started, but I got 25 people to jump in. creating $65,000 worth of volume out of a 0 month. Out of a 0 month. In fact, one little town with a bunch of kids who are 22, 23, some of them 18, 19, 35,000 with just this one little tiny town. In fact, it was in Sonora, California, 15 years ago. Isn't that crazy? That's how that happened. So, here's a plan for those of you that are working warm market. Let's say that you haven't been working cold leads, all right? And I did that with cold leads. Here, I've done it also with warm market. There's two things you can do with your warm market that you've talked to throughout the month. Number one, you can go, and I've had thousands of people do this, and it totally works. Remember when you were a little kid and you were trying to win a prize for selling the most used candy? This is the same way. You call those friends and family members and say, please help me out. I am so close to hitting my goal, and I only need a few more customers. I only need a few more reps, and then I'll be able to help my entire team move up forward. Can you please help me out? Please, please, please. I can't be canceled no more. Please just get started. And that's it. That's one way. Number two. That's groveling and begging them a little bit. Whatever helps you get your goal. Number two is that you call those friends and family members that have been to all your home parties and all to your one-on-one presentations. You call those people that haven't given you a decision. They haven't said yes or no. They said they think about it. Call all those people that you've seen this month. And this is what I want you to do. You get on the phone. You do the exact same thing that I just said to do before. You get on the phone and you call Sarah. Sarah, I just wanted to give you the first chance to be in the very top position of this new team that I'm building for this month. Now, earlier this month, you told me that you were deadly serious because you're a single mom at being able to generate a couple $1,000s a month so you can put away for your four children's college tuition. And you have no way of being able to pay for the college, and you really want to give them that gift. Have you found a way, or have you generated that extra $2,000 a month yet since I talked to you 30 days ago? What is she going to say? No, I haven't. Well, let me just tell you what I have going on, and you can decide whether or not you want to partake. And you say the same thing. Sarah, here's the deal. I am looking for a project for the month. And that person is going to be on top of an entire sales force. And that person is going to benefit for the life of that business by every single customer and rep that gets started. You're the first person I'm calling. I'll be calling a lot of other people. And within the next 24 hours, one person will be inserted. That person, in order to qualify, that person must start at our top level and a top position, and register for First Steps to Success is taking place in L.A. Because I am not looking for someone that just wants to skate by on a free ride. I'm looking for somebody who is deadly serious about making an extra $2,000 a month and doing this as a professional. So that person will be a leader of a sales organization, and they must learn from that professional training. So this is what I'm looking for, and I just keep going, guys. It's the same thing. I already did it twice. I don't need to do it a third time. And that's basically what you do. You say the same exact thing to your friends. Guys, here's the deal that you can do with your friends. You get your friends competing with each other because they know each other. You say, hey, listen, I'm giving Bob a call. You remember Bob? He was at your first meeting. Well, you know Bob. I mean, he's an entrepreneur. He's totally, you know, he's money motivated. When he decides to do this, then, when he decides to do this, he's going to kill it. And if I were you, Sarah, I would do whatever I can to make sure he is in your business. That's what I would be doing. So he's my next phone call. Whoever brings me the most by midnight tomorrow night winds up on top of this entire sales force. I believe in you, and I know you can do it, and I'd love to see Bob with you. But my next call is to him. It's just a courtesy call. Are you in or out? I call Bob. I say, hey, Susan just stepped up to the plate. She started with this package. She's in, and she's registered for Los Angeles. She'd be a hot person to have in your sales force, Bob. We're gearing up for the last busy season of the year. Everything since January has been building up for now. The last 90 days of the year are the busiest season that we've got coming up here. It's our last chance to capitalize off of 2004. Everything that whoever winds up in this top position will benefit on a monthly basis for the life of that business between customers and representatives. If you want to be in that top position, there's three things you need to do. One, you got to step up to this top position right now. That's why I start off with this package, register for First Step, and whoever brings me the most people winds up on top. And you benefit for the life of that business. Okay? So anyway, that's basically how that goes. So it doesn't matter which of the eight situations that you're in. Okay, all those eight situations I talked about in the beginning, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Because you can step up right now to the plate and you can make things happen. Let's say that you get on the phone and you don't know what you're doing. I didn't know what I was doing. It really is about stepping up and doing the most important activity right now. Not next month, but right now. In fact, let me tell you about an Amish lady. Her name is Lois Troyer. who stepped up and stepped out of a rut 2 years ago. Then she brought another guy into the business who she's been in for a couple of years now. Since Lois stepped up out of her rut, turned around and turned a friend on two first steps to success. Her name is Lorraine Eby, another honest girl out of Ohio, Sugar Creek, Ohio, is where I believe they live. This is a whole Amish family who has stepped up and done phenomenal things. In fact, I think I want Lorraine Eby to tell us her story first, and then Lois is going to tell what has happened to her business since she started plugging in the trading system. Because, listen, their story is so powerful, so encouraging. You guys can tell these stories to your entire self worth and inspire them. Lorraine Eby, are you on the call with me right now?
Yes, I'm here, Danny.
Awesome, Lorraine. Hey, I just spent a weekend with you. I had a blast with you. You've done such an awesome job. I am so proud of you. Can you please just tell everybody what you're doing, how you've done it, you know, before you plugged into the training seminar system, where was your business then, where was your check then you plugged into the training, and what has happened to your check since then? So go ahead and begin.
Hey, you know what? I am just so excited because where I'm at right now, I got involved about just a couple years ago, and I was just whamming my head against the wall. This is something that I wanted really, really bad, and I never got the training till I listened to Danny's training. And I tell you what, this has been so awesome. I was basically making no income because of what I was doing, and I was living in fear, and I was in a lot of bondage. And until I listened to Danny, that I was living in that, and God was not blessing me. But anyways, after I took this training that she had, I basically went from zero to 2,000 a month, and it's just been incredible. And I'm so excited because I know it's not going to stop. And I just stepped up, and I stepped out of that fear, and I knew that I had to make it happen. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Lorraine. That is so amazing to be in a business for a couple of years, stumbling around. This is why you're so inspiring to me. Here you were, you got started in a home-based business, and even though you struggled for 2 years and had no income from the work that you were doing, you still persisted. You still would not quit. You still moved forward, and you stayed in long enough until you could find the right kind of training, and that right kind of training took your income from nothing to $2,000 a month. That's amazing. That shows the human spirit. That shows a teachable young woman. How old are you, Lorraine?
25.
You're 25 years old. You're a waitress full-time, and then what is your other second job that you do?
In sales part-time.
Okay, you're in sales part-time, and you're a part-time waitress. Oh, tell them, by the way, since you've been taking the training, what's happening on your job?
Well, in my waitressing job, this has been very exciting. I have only been there since this spring. There's other waitresses that have been there for over 20 years, and this is what's happening. I hear waitresses around me complaining all day long that they are not making enough of money in their tips because that's basically how we get paid. And I am going like, what is going on? And I have just been using these basic tips that Danny has been teaching us in to talk to people and to find out what they really want. And my income exceeds those that have been there for over 20 years.
Isn't that awesome? So your tips are larger than the women with all their 20 years of experience.
Absolutely.
I love it. So all the way around, you've increased your income in your home-based business and in your two jobs just by learning just from a simple seminar system, learning those techniques, and you took it and you applied it. Not to mention, she also closed the man that she loves on getting married. Lorraine just got engaged. From a guy, how long have you and Joe been dating?
3.5 years, actually.
3.5 years, and it finally came to it. Now they're getting married. So anyway, it sounds to me like Lorraine applied. She invested in herself. She persisted, first of all, through failure. Persisted long enough through those mistakes. Invested in herself. Increased her skill. That skill increased her income in all three areas of her life, plus improved her personal life. Lorraine, I'm proud of you. You've done an awesome job. You look great, by the way. You're just cute as a button, and I'm so excited to see where your life is going to be a year from now. Now I want to bring to you her upline, her sponsor, who got her started. And Lois' story is also equally as powerful. I cannot wait for you to hear. Lois, are you on the line?
I'm here, Danny.
Okay, girl, you just let it rip. Tell us where you were. Your first seminar was in April.
Yes.
Tell us what you were doing before April, and tell us what the heck has happened since April.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to April, actually, not to go to the seminar. I went to see a friend who drugged me to the seminar. And I was thinking, okay, I've been to these seminars before. Come home, and unless I apply it to my life, nothing's going to happen. Well, I'll tell you what. I never heard anyone like you. I bawled the whole weekend. Totally lived in fear my whole life. Never finished anything I started. Never finished high school. Just never finished anything. And never thought I could ever get up in front of people. Never thought I could ever build a business like this. And came home, and I had been in the business for 2 years. Could get everybody excited about the business, but could not close anybody. I ran from it because I was afraid of rejection. Came home after hearing Danny's seminar, and in 10 days enrolled 19 people, made $2,600 cash bonus, plus already what I, the income, that slow income that I had that month. So I was like, oh, my word, I can do this. And I was just totally passionate, totally excited. My marriage is like 100% better. Cannot even explain my marriage was. It saved my marriage. My family doesn't think I'm crazy anymore because I was able to get them to Danny's seminar this weekend. And my team, my sales force is so excited, so pumped up. We had a huge meeting tonight. People are coming in. We're so excited, Danny. Thank you so much for all you've done for us. We'll never be the same. We'll never go back to that old way of thinking ever.
It's so awesome. You know what? This is so exciting for me because I walk into the room in Canton, Ohio. This is what I have to tell you guys about her. So far this year, she has beat the record except for a corporate president, except for a president of a company who brought 50 people to that seminar that was in Dallas that she happened to have gone to. And by the way, isn't that so funny? She didn't want to come. Her friend drug her there. And this is what she had shared with me. Lois, you told me that you'd been with a company for a couple years and did nothing but nag your husband out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, my word, yeah. For like a couple years, he practically, got our business up and going. And I fought him. I was mad at him every time he'd pick up the phone. I was mad at him every time he went somewhere because I thought he should be spending time with me because we were newlyweds. How selfish of me. And I realized when I heard Danny that I had kept him from being all that he was supposed to be and all that he could be. And then finally he told me, you know what, honey, I'm doing this with or without you. And then I was like, wait a second, he can't do this without me. So when I went, but I still didn't really change my attitude. But after I heard you, I was like, oh, my word. And so now we're a lot more powerful because we're a team.
And this is so exciting because so many people struggle with the same thing. And you were the wife that the husbands come to me about and say, my wife doesn't support me. You were that wife. And here you, God brings you to this seminar. And you are set free in your marriage and set free from fear of rejection, afraid of getting up in front of people. Now here you do presentations every single week. My husband said to me, she's always doing presentations now. I can't keep up with my wife. And not a problem was they need to learn how to manage their time and go on dates now to keep their marriage together. But prior to that, she was crying at home because he was always trying to build a business. And he was getting totally discouraged because his wife wasn't supporting him. And now I was at the corporate event in June, and Lois and Darius Troyer, how many awards did you guys get just from the work that you did April, May, and June?
Probably 4 or 5 or maybe more.
They got between 4 and 5 awards as top producers for the year just based on what they had done. And actually, it was 60 days. Actually, it was less than 60 days. Yeah, it was less than 60 days. And Lois actually wound up number 3 in the whole company, top 3 recruiter in the entire company, out of nowhere, had never done anything like that in her life, blew her husband's mind. So if you have a supportive spouse, I highly recommend you get them to L.A. Adah. Because Lois was the unsupported spouse, who now is kicking her husband's tail end, outproduced him, going hog wild. It's nuts when it's happened. And then she winds up getting her Salesforce plugging in the same trading system. This is why Lois's income is shooting through the roof. You just heard from Lorene Eby. Lorene's income is going crazy, which is helping Lois's income go crazy. So I love the power in what it is that we do. And, by the way, she had 30 people this past weekend. 30 people. She brought 30 people to First Steps to Success in Canton, Ohio. So far, there's not been one single rep. There has been a corporate president who brought 50. But there's not been one single rep to do that this year. So I got people in the past bring 100. But this year, since we've been training other people's sales forces, she's it. She's number 1. A cute, teeny tiny, little Amish girl from, was it Sugar Creek, Ohio? Hello? If Lois can do it, and she was a negative wife just a few months ago, then what can you do? What can you do? We got a couple weeks before Los Angeles is going to be taking place. I highly recommend that you take advantage of it. Lois, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of what you've done. I am blown away at the improvements in all areas of your life. I'm proud of the changes, the improvements. I'm proud of the example that you've set for your team. The team that you had there blew my mind. Oh, my gosh, what an outrageous, powerful group of people that you had there. And look at her, to persist and to be able to face up and go, okay, this has to change in my life. She had the courage to look at her life and say, this must change, this must improve. So I had a better plan for her life. He met her there in Dallas. He's going to meet some people there in L.A. I know this, that there's going to be more Loises, more Lorenes, more Tom Challens that are going to come out of L.A. But you have a guarantee of not being one of those to have what's happened to these people if you're not there. You have a great, great chance of being someone like this kind of breakthrough if you are there. But look at what these people have done with their life. I'm celebrating them. I'm so excited because they stepped up, became entrepreneurs, didn't give up, persisted, followed a system, had breakthrough, now having far more income than what they had months ago. Do you want your reps having this kind of success like these two are? Do you want your reps to not be murmuring, complaining, whining spouses? Do you want your reps to be positive, leading by example, showing others how to get there, duplicating your results instead of pulling and nagging and getting you down? Then you must do what Lois's upline did for her, and that was got her to go the first step to success. If you want that kind of impact, get online right now. If you want a Lois experience in your life or you want it in your distributor's life, then get every brand new person that you possibly can to Los Angeles and don't buy anybody's excuses. Could you imagine if Lois and Lorene didn't go? Could you imagine if they didn't plug in? Where would their life be today? Where would they be? And where would their upline's life be? Their upline's blown away. They can't believe it. I talked to them. Cannot believe what has happened. They are blown away. Gave them a whole new sense of hope. Now they're trying to go, okay, well, how do we catch up with them? That's what they said. How do I catch up with them now? And guess what? They had people at First Steps with them this weekend. That's how they're catching up. So if you want it bad enough, you will make it happen. If your life depended on it, you will make it happen. If it was your last chance for a huge improvement, you would make it happen. If it was do or die, you'd do and not die. So go right now to DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. Get in there under events. Register for First Step to Success right now. Get on the phone and have a serious heart-to-heart with your people. Tell them who you just listened to. Tell them about Lorene. Tell them about Lois. Lois, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27 years old. Tell them about a 25 and a 27-year-old Amish girls from Ohio what these women have done. And watch your people start to step up. Or if you are not computer literate, you can pick up the phone after you hang up with me, 209-463-5210. 209-463-5210. One more time, 209-463-5210. You can go call our office and get yourself registered. And if by any chance that you are not in this kind of a business, I want to close with this. There was a young woman at 36 hours notice who was an architect and engineer who had been laid off for a year and a half, who heard about the same exact training seminar that was taking place in Honolulu, Hawaii, and she was in Washington, D.C. And her brother had just graduated from the seminar and told her, you've got to go. I'm not taking no for an answer. You must come. And she heard it in her voice that a big change had been made, and on a leap of faith, borrowed the money and did what she was told to do, which was grab one person and bring them along with you. And she did. She was dating a guy, brought him with her. She came in 36 hours notice, borrowed the money, hopped some jewelry to come. She hopped precious family jewelry to come up with the thousands to go, as well as some other things and borrowed money, to go to Hawaii on 36 hours notice. Went through that workshop. At the time, she was a cocaine addict. Walked away from that cocaine drug lifestyle. Got started in a business. Made $2,000 the first 10 hours. Went on in her career, inside and outside of network marketing. Is a millionaire today. The man that she brought is also a millionaire today. Her brother is a millionaire today. Her other brother is a millionaire today. So is her uncle, who's an architect, is a millionaire today. So is her cousin. Her cousin has a six-figure income earner, the stay-at-home mom, from London that she brought. She brought hundreds and hundreds of people through the years to that training seminar. Some of them that were indirect sales, many of them that were not, who used the tips and techniques to improve their jobs and climb their corporate ladders or start companies, and those companies are very successful today. Why? Because it works. Everybody needs what is shown there. Everyone needs it. Everyone has issues from their past. Everyone has issues of fear. Everyone has things that they do and say and ways that they communicate that turns people off or gets them fired on jobs or allows them not to be promoted on jobs or allows their marriage to be unfruitful. Everybody has areas that need improvement when it comes to the art of dealing with people and dealing with themselves. This seminar will reveal that to you. So other than that, I just want to wish you the absolute best. I thank so much, Lorena or Lois, for being on this call with me tonight. I'm going to open up the lines and everybody just say good night and God bless. I talk to you guys next Monday night, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern, Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern. I can't wait to see all of you that are going to graduate through First Steps to Success and many of you that are returning to go through it again and again and again.